You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz returns today to his role as CEO. He's talking of reimagining the company, his word, with an early focus on employees in a way that will be noticed by shareholders. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with the latest.
Well, Schultz posted a letter on Starbucks' website addressed to the company's employees, customers, and shareholders. He says Starbucks will immediately stop buying its own stock. It's going to suspend share buybacks. And Schultz says that'll free up money to invest in Starbucks people and stores.
And what will that do for Starbucks employees with these union drives that are happening?
Well, Schultz didn't get into specifics, David, and he doesn't mention the union at all. He says he's going to travel to Starbucks around the world to talk with workers, and he says he wants to understand their thinking and ideas about how to build what he calls this next Starbucks. He says he'll hold design sessions with employees at all levels.
And where are we with Starbucks unions?
It's growing. So far, Starbucks in New York State, Arizona, Washington State and Tennessee have voted to unionize, and ballot counts are scheduled in more Starbucks over the next few weeks. Workers want higher pay, and they've complained about understaffing and abuse from customers. Their union, Workers United, says employees at more than 170 Starbucks stores in the U.S. have announced union drives.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.